If you got your Bibles, I want you to open them with me to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. Say amen when you get there. Amen. Isaiah 59. I know we have been taking up our offering and doing all of our announcements at 10 o'clock. Some of you are a little tardy for church. For good reason. Hey, but listen, if you missed our offering, guys, we want you to still be able to honor the Lord with your gifts, okay? So there's a box right there on that table. If you missed our offering this morning on the way in, when you come in, feel free to drop it. On the way out, feel free to drop it. That's perfectly fine, okay? Amen. We've been doing our announcements a little early. I also want to say this. Two weeks ago, my pops had passed away. He's with Jesus, praise God. But I'm saying that because last Sunday was our first Sunday back after being gone. And I want to thank all of you guys because I am not able to thank all of you personally. So I figured this would be the best way to do it. So thank you so much for all the cards and all the sympathy and all the things that you guys have sent to my wife and I. We really appreciate it. Our family loves you more than you know. Amen. 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 We love you guys more than you know. We received, I can't even tell you, cards and just notes of you know, sympathy and appreciation. So I want you to know that we love you guys. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, open them with me. Is everybody there? Isaiah 59. You know, we've been talking about this spiritual warfare the past few weeks. How many of you been here? Y'all been here? I think this is going on week 5. Maybe week 4 for me. Thanks, Steve. He threw one in there for us. But we felt like the Lord had put this stuff on our hearts back several weeks ago. And let me ask you, how many of y'all been getting some out of this stuff? 4 of you, 5 of you, praise God. 4 or 5 of you, I appreciate that. How many of y'all been getting stuff out of this? Amen. You know we are in a battle right now, guys. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, we battle not against flesh and blood. Everybody say it's spiritual. Spirit. Everybody say it's spiritual. Spirit. It's spiritual, church. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness and the spiritual hosts of wickedness. Everybody say it's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's spiritual, church. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. We talked about spiritual attack. We talked about the armor of God. We talked about how to use the armor of God. We talked about all the pieces, amen, of the armor of God last week. I talked about these, what the Bible calls vexing spirits. They're tormenting spirits. We talked about deceiving spirits, amen. We talked about those spirits that torment your mind. They wreck you with fear, with depression. They wreck you with anxiety and worry. Those spirits, guys, listen to me, that they just make suggestions. They just make suggestions in your mind. Come on now. The enemy likes to throw thought bombs. Where you at? Y'all listening to me? The enemy just puts suggestions in your mind. Kill yourself. Nobody loves you anyway. Nobody's even going to care if you're gone. Come on now. He puts these suggestions. Well, you should leave your spouse. You would be a lot happier with somebody else. Amen. Listen to me, church. It all starts right here. I said, listen to me, church. It all starts right here. Amen. 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 4 of you get it. Church, it all starts up here. Praise God. The enemy, he just puts a thought in your head. Isaiah calls them viper eggs. Amen. He just puts a thought in your head. He makes just a suggestion. Come on, somebody. Right? Isaiah calls them viper eggs. It's been said that if you can change your thought life, you can change your world. It has been said if you can change your thought life, you can change your world. Isaiah chapter 59. Let's go. Y'all ready? I said, are y'all ready? Isaiah chapter 59. Let's read verse 4, starting in verse 4. No one calls for justice, nor does anyone plead for the truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil. Listen to this, y'all. Listen to the wording. It says they conceive evil When you conceive something, where is it birthed at? Got a couple people. They conceive evil, and then they bring forth iniquity. You see that? Watch this. They hatch viper's eggs, and they weave the spider's webs. He who eats of their eggs die, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Here, the writer, listen to me very carefully, the writer is comparing the conception of sin with being like a viper's egg. You hear me? The writer here, he's comparing the conception of sin with like being like a viper egg that just begins with a thought. Come on, somebody. It just begins with a thought. They hatch it, but at first it has to be planted in the mind. Somebody needs to hear this. They hatch it, but it's first got to be planted in the mind. It does not begin, listen to me very carefully, sin does not begin with an act of the body. Sin does not begin with an act of the soul. It begins with the mind. Say amen, church. It begins with the mind. I'm saying to you this morning, and I want you to remember what I'm about to say to you. The greatest battle for your soul is not between angels and demons in the heavenly places. The greatest battle for your soul is between your ears. You got to understand this very carefully. The greatest battle between you for your soul is not between angels and demons. Come on now. The greatest battle for your soul, church, is in between your ears. Because the enemy works like a serpent. And what I want you to see about this is how the enemy loves to just plant these things in your head. He loves to just plant these thoughts in your head. They're like eggs. They're just like snake eggs in your head. He puts these thoughts in. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to hear this. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Hope a whole bunch of somebodies. In Jesus' name. But they're like snake eggs in your head, just like what Isaiah 59 said. You hear me? And if you don't deal with them, if you don't crush them, if you don't dig those thoughts out, church, somebody's got to listen to me. If you don't get those thoughts out, if you don't dig them out of your head, those eggs will hatch. Church, I said those eggs will hatch and sin will become more than a thought. It will become an action. I said your sin will become more than a thought and it will become an action. Amen. Hallelujah. Thoughts become actions. I said thoughts become actions. Hallelujah. What you think on continually, you will act on. Four of you. Again. Listen to me, church. What you think on continually, you will act on. Takes time. What you continually think on. Everybody say it's spiritual. What you continually think on, you will act on. Your life will begin to move in the direction of the continual way that you begin to think. James 1:15, it says that sin, it begins up here anyway. Listen to this verse. James 1:15, it says, for when desire or lust, right? When your desires have been conceived where? In the mind. It gives birth to sin where? In the body. Come on, somebody. Pay attention. And then when it's full grown, your sin brings death to your spirit. Church, listen to me. Sin is conceived in your mind first. Do you see that? It's conceived in your mind, and then when you dwell on it, and then when you chew on it, and then it turns into something, then you act it out through the body, and then when you act it out through the body, it gives death to your spirit. Say amen, church. Say amen, church. The greatest battle for your soul is between your ears. It's been conceived in your mind. Thank you. I said the greatest battle for your soul is between your ears. Whoever it was, it just... It's conceived in your mind. The greatest battle, church, you got to get this. It starts right here. That man that climbed up on that roof in Orem, Utah, and murdered Charlie Kirk, It didn't just happen overnight. Somewhere, Satan slipped a viper's egg into that man's head. Come on. And if you don't deal with it, if you don't dig out those thoughts, if you don't cast down those thoughts, they will begin to grow. Come on, somebody. They will begin to grow in your mind. Just like a mother snake has to set on them eggs, and she'll coil herself around them eggs, and she will use her body temperature. Listen, and it'll cause enough heat to be over them eggs that those eggs will stay alive. Listen to me. It's not a sin to be tempted. Church, listen to me. It's not a sin to be tempted. Amen. We can't help when things, you know, you just see things. Come on, man. You just see things. You're flipping through the channels. You hear things. We have random thoughts that just come in our head. You cannot control that. But what you don't do is you allow that thought to reside there. You allow that thought to stay there. And then you start dwelling. Come on, somebody. And then you just start dwelling on it. Then it begins to hatch and grow. That's right. Then it begins to hatch and grow. But what you, listen, the old timers used to say this. They used to say, you can't help it if the birds fly over your head, but don't let them make a nest in your hair. Y'all remember that? Huh? The old timers used to say that. You can't help if the birds fly over your head, but don't let them make a nest in your hair. Amen? Amen. And that's how it is with our thoughts. You really can't help the random thoughts that go by. But what you can do is control how long you dwell on them. Say amen, church. You can control how long you dwell on them and how long you let them reside in your mind. That's what you can control. Look at Matthew 5:28. Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. He said, when you look, and when you look with a look of lust, when you look, he says, and when you look with that look of lust, so you have to control. Nope. Nope. Come on, somebody. Nope. Just turn your head. Turn your head. You can't help it. You can't help it if somebody goes jogging by or whatever, and you see them, and you have this thought that just hits you. But you are not to allow those thoughts and allow your mind to go there. Oh, whoop, whoa, that girl just ran by you like, whoop. You can't help it, but you don't allow your thoughts and your mind to go there, church. Amen. That's a viper egg. I said that's a viper egg in your head that the enemy wants to entice you with. And then he wants it to grow into full-blown sin. But all you have to do is, if you want victory over it, is you decide not to allow the enemy to control you in your thinking. Amen. Amen. It starts with a thought. Everybody say it starts with a thought. It starts with a thought. Whatever you look at, whatever you're listening to, whatever you dwell on, it begins to incubate in your mind, church. Whatever you think about, whatever you listen to, whatever you're dwelling on, whatever you're watching, whatever you're looking at, it starts to, come on now, goes in your mind, it incubates in your mind. And when you understand this, you understand why Job said in 31:1, look at this, he said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Come on, somebody. He said, I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look lustfully upon a young woman. Say amen. Amen. He said, I made a covenant with my eyes. I made a covenant with my eyes. If ever there was a generation that needed to hear that scripture right there, it is this generation, church. Amen. We need to remind ourselves, gentlemen, listen closely. Gentlemen. We need to remind ourselves every day of our lives, I need to make a covenant with my eyes today. Amen. That I'd have bouncing eyes. Come on, you can't help it, but you look, you see, oh, you bounce. Boom. You got bouncing eyes. Come on, everybody say, I got bouncing eyes. Where are my men at? You look, you're like, oh, bounce. Boom. Don't look at it. Bounce. Boom. Don't look at that. Come on, somebody. Ah. Whoo, somebody's preaching up there too. You better have bouncing eyes, young lady. Come on, you look at it, bounce. Bounce. Got bouncing eyes, boom. Everybody say this with me. Everybody say this with me. I made a covenant with my eyes that I would not lustfully look upon the opposite sex. That's for the women too. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You can't help it sometimes. You can't help it sometimes when this happens or that happens or something comes. You got to have bouncing eyes, church. Come on, when you look at a woman, Jesus said, Jesus wasn't no punk. You didn't even have to commit the act for him to. Come on now. Bouncing eyes. Got to have bouncing eyes. You can't help it, man. Sometimes this comes on, that comes on, a Victoria's Secret commercial comes on. Look, just get up and go make you a sandwich. I'm fine. Grab yourself a cookie. You got my permission. Get yourself a cookie, do something. Just don't stay there. Flip the channel. Bouncing eyes. Come on. Come on, church. Make a covenant with your eyes. I said make a covenant with your eyes. Amen. The Bible says Lot did not do this. The Bible says that Lot did not do this. The scriptures say in Genesis 13:10, look at this. Said Lot, all he did, he just lifted his eyes up towards Sodom and Gomorrah. You see that? He just lifted his eyes up and he saw all the plain. It was Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says that's all he did was just, he just lifted his eyes up towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Then he pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he camped, come on now, at the gate of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he lived in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then his children married the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then his wife loved Sodom and Gomorrah so much that he lost her to the sins of that place. Listen to me very carefully. It all started when he lifted up his eyes. He did not make a covenant. It all started. All he did was lifted up his eyes, church. Amen. Amen. Your eyes need to make a covenant. You need to understand that your life will always move. Come on now. Your life will always move in the direction of the things that you continually think on, and it will always move in the direction of the things that dominate your thought life. Amen. You cannot stop the bird from flying over your head, but you do not have to let him make a nest in your hair. Amen. Amen. Control how long you look. Control how long you dwell on things. Control your thought life. What are you watching? What are you listening to? And what are you saying? Listen very carefully. What are you watching? What are you listening to? And what are you saying? I want you to listen to me very carefully. The reason that people are defeated is because of what they're feeding their minds on. The eye gate, the ear gate, and the mouth gate are so extremely important and powerful. And you will either lose the spiritual battle by what you watch, by what you listen to, and by what you say, or you will win the spiritual battle by what you watch and what you listen to and what you say. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Hallelujah. Man, I wish I had 4 or 5 people to agree with that. Look at what Isaiah 55:7 says. Look at this. It says, let the wicked man forsake his ways and let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. It all starts right here, church. Let the wicked forsake his ways and let the unrighteous forsake his thoughts. Did you know that the word repent means to change your mind? In the Greek, the word repent, it means to change your mind. It means to have a change of mind. The word repent means to have a change of mind. Everybody say, change my mind. Unless your mind changes. Unless your mind changes and you refuse to dwell on the things, you will never experience the blessing of true repentance. You will never experience it. Repentance is changing your mind. I changed my mind about my lifestyle. I changed my mind about the way I've been living. I changed my mind about just casually flirting with sin. Come on, somebody. Y'all need to hear this. I changed my mind. I just have a repentant mind. Amen. I have a change of mind. I've repented of that, and I'm not going to touch it anymore. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that's what happens in conversion? That's what happens in true conversion.
Amen.
Right? Have you been truly converted? That's what happens in true conversion. You need to understand that if a snake stops incubating the eggs will die. Did you know that? If a snake stops incubating the eggs will die. Hallelujah. And if we don't hover and we don't dwell on those thoughts, come on now. Do you hear me? And we don't let them viper eggs go in our head, they'll die. They will die. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. And it will die, but you can't feed it. Say amen.
Amen.
It's just a thought, church. It'll die. But you cannot feed it. You know what? I'm going to do it. Everybody play along with me. Everybody say your ABCs right now out loud. Now count to 10 in your head. Everybody, now come on, play along with me. It's fun. Everybody say your ABCs out loud. Now try to count to 10 in your head while you're saying your ABCs out loud. Your mind cannot occupy two thoughts at the same time. Church, your mind cannot occupy two thoughts at the same time. Hallelujah. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. It'll die. It'll die. Come on, somebody. It's just a thought. It'll die. You have to have a change of mind. Hallelujah. In Ezekiel chapter 8, I want to show you this. This is one of the most amazing stories in all the Bible. It's one of the most astonishing things, and you've probably read it maybe, but Ezekiel chapter 8, it's one of the most astonishing things you'll ever see in Scripture, and it talks about 70 priests, amen, and how that they had a secret chamber in the temple that they had created. They had put up a false wall, and behind that wall in the chamber, you know what, go ahead and open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 8. That's what I want you to do while I talk about this, because I'm going to read it to you. I got to read it to you. They had put up a false wall. And behind that wall in the chamber is the first reference to lewd paintings. It's the first reference to pornography or any of that in the Bible. Amen? They had drawn lewd paintings all over the walls, and the Scripture says that they had had idols in there and they were worshiping them in the temple. And then God says this in Ezekiel chapter 8. He says, they think that I cannot see what they're doing in the secret chambers that they have created. But he said, I can drill a hole in that wall. Come on. And I can see what's going on in the darkness and in the secret chambers of the temple. Can I read this to you? Can I read this to you? I got to read this to you because, come on. Is it okay if we read this book in church? Is it okay if we read this book in church? Is that all right? Is that all right? Check this out, y'all. You got to check. Watch this. Ezekiel chapter 8, starting in verse 6, he said, furthermore, he said to me, son of man, do you see what they're doing, the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary? Now turn again. This is God speaking to Ezekiel. He says, now turn again. You will see greater abominations. So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. And then he said to me, son of man, dig into that wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing here. So I went in and saw, and there every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel were portrayed all over the walls. Come on, somebody. Was portrayed all over the walls. Lost my place. That's something. Listen, he says, and they was portrayed all over the walls. Watch this. And there stood before them 70 men. Look at this. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then he said to me, watch, son of man, you have seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark in the temple. Amen. Listen to me, church. I want you to understand this, that our bodies are the temple under the new covenant. And if we're not careful, we begin to build secret chambers. Come on, somebody. If we're not careful, we begin to build secret chambers, and then we'll separate the two from church. We'll separate, we'll build secret chambers in our hearts and in our lives, and then we'll separate the two from church. And then we come to church and we say, well, I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. But then we have secret chambers that we fill with darkness. Somebody, we come into church and we stand, oh, I love you, Jesus, I love you. And then we have these secret chambers in our lives that we fill with darkness. And God says, I have the capacity to drill a hole, and I can see inside your secret chambers. He said, I can see the darkness that you created. Can I tell you, it's amazing to me how people are deceiving themselves and how we continually just deceive ourselves in this generation. Amen. We so easily give in to our lustful desires. Oh, come on, church. I'm talking to somebody. We just give in to our lustful desires. We leave our spouses. We have no type of conviction at all. You cannot do these things and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have to. You have to yield to His will. You cannot just live a lifestyle of sin. Hallelujah. You cannot just live a lifestyle of sin. God said, I see in there. God said, I see in there. I see in those little secret chambers you got. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, I'm the only one with secret chambers. Y'all act like y'all all holy. Huh. Well, I preach myself happy up here. Come on. God said, I can see in there. I can see in those secret chambers. Now, here's what's amazing to me, and I want you to check this out, because about these 70 men that were in the secret chambers, watch this. I want to tell you who they are. If you go previously to the story of Moses, when he needed 70 elders, he picked 70 people, and they were helpers of Moses, and they ministered to the congregation. They were doing the Lord's work. Now, catch this. Generations later, come on, somebody. Generations later, the children's children, they have secret chambers in the temple. Generations later, the children's children of the 70 elders of Moses have secret chambers in the temple. They started out pure and holy, but now they have secret chambers, and they have filled those chambers with darkness. They have filled them with lewd things and unclean things, and they're even filling their eyes with it, and they're filling their hearts with it. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then you fast forward 17 generations. Fast forward 17 generations, and then you get to Calvary. Then you get to Calvary. And guess who it was that crucified Jesus? It was a group of 70 men called the Sanhedrin Court that were direct descendants of the 70 that started out with Moses. Come on, somebody. They were helping Moses. They were ministering with Moses. They were ministering to the congregation. They were building the kingdom of God. But somewhere in between crucifying Jesus and starting out with great, pure hearts, they had secret chambers that they were filling with uncleanness. Come on, somebody, you better understand what I'm telling you. In between working with Moses and crucifying Jesus, they had filled their lives with secret chambers. Come on, somebody. And that's how far their thinking took them. Did you hear me? That's how far their thinking took them. They crucified Jesus. The same descendants, 17 generations later, come on, somebody. They crucified Jesus. Listen carefully. We do not understand how far our evil thinking will take us. Church, we don't understand how far our evil thinking will take us. King David walked out on a balcony one day and he saw a UFO, an unclothed female object. Come on now. And when he saw her, all he had was a thought. It was just a thought. He walked out, he had a thought, but the thought became lust, and then the lust became adultery, and the adultery became murder, and the murder became thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet. He broke all 10 commandments, but it started with a thought. Amen. You hear me? He walked out, he had a thought. That was it. And he ended up breaking all 10 commandments. He never considered how far his thought life would take him. Amen. He never considered, church, how far his thought life would take him. We have to understand that we're visual beings. We're visual beings. 4 million bytes of information per second at the speed of 187,000 miles an hour goes through your mind. When I say elephant, you see an elephant. When I say red apple, you see a red apple. Come on now. All of you see red apples right now, don't you? You can see it. It's just that quick. It's just that quick. Your mind thinks in pictures, and the enemy knows this. Your mind thinks in pictures, church, and the enemy knows it. Isn't that something? The enemy knows it. Our ears and our eyes are being so polluted in this generation. The enemy's dropping thought bombs all the time. Come on, somebody. The enemy's dropping thought bombs all the time. And when I think especially of this younger generation and all the things and the nonsense and the lies that are all over social media, my heart breaks for you guys. Some of the music, it's filthy. It's so filthy. Amen. Oh my gosh. It's so filthy. Come on. They're viper eggs. They're viper eggs. They're viper eggs. He just puts viper eggs. Go get high. Go get drunk. Have sex. Let's party. It's saying it over and over and over and over in your head. Oh, I can handle it. I can handle it. I can handle it. And you know what? Sooner or later, those eggs are going to hatch and they're going to turn into full-blown sin in your life. Oh, I can handle it. I can handle it. And that's what some of you are saying about sex. I did it. Nothing happened. Come on, somebody. I did it. Nothing happened. I can handle it. Don't you wish sometimes that sin happened instantly? But it doesn't. It doesn't. Listen to me. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. But the thing we don't understand is time. It takes time. It takes time. It takes time. Amen. That's what we don't understand. For you sow, for anything you sow, you will reap. It takes time, church. You don't sow and reap instantly. I wish it was. I wish it was like Pinocchio. The moment you lie, your nose gets bigger. The moment you look at something you shouldn't be looking at, your eyes get bigger. You look at a girl, your eyes get bigger and bigger. Huh? Wouldn't that be something if sin was... But it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. I can eat this donut. I weigh about 215. 220, depending on what day it is. Donuts good. I preach all day. I preach all day. This is delicious. It's really good. I can eat this. I can eat another. I got 12 of them in here. I can eat this. Mmm. So good. I can eat this whole box right now if I want to. You hear me? You know what? I just ate that donut. And it's full of calories. I still look good. I still look good. It's all right. No problems. No bulges. To which you would say, just wait. Right? You would say, just wait. Well, you know what? I could say, I'm going to start eating these for breakfast. Start eating these for lunch. Right before bed, I'm going to eat one of them. Nothing happened. I've been eating them and nothing happened. Give it time. Give it time. Anybody got a lighter? I know y'all do. I know y'all do. Come on. Y'all see this on my credit card report. I'm just kidding. Listen to me. I'm just a 15-year-old. This don't do nothing to me. I can run the football field four times. This don't do nothing. Amen? Come on. This don't do nothing. I can smoke. I've been smoking for a year. I've been smoking for 2 years. Amen? It don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Let me tell you something. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. You hear me, church? It's going to take some time. But if you keep doing it, Marlboro is going to become my burial. I work hard on these jokes. That was good. That was better than y'all let alone. You keep on, Marlboro's going to be my burial. Amen. Come on, somebody. It takes time. It takes time. Hallelujah. You hear me? This stuff takes time. Cigarette smokers hate my preaching right now. Y'all having a nicotine fit. Y'all can't wait to go out there and hide behind a car. Fire one up. You know what? That's all right. We're going to get you free before this service over, homie. We're going to get y'all free before this service is over. Don't even worry about it. Y'all hurry up, go out there and be hiding and smoking and y'all having a nicotine fit. Oh, we're going to get you over that hump. We're going to get you over that hump this morning. Come on, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Listen to me. I love y'all. I ain't here beat up on people. I'm just telling you. Nobody gets by with nothing. Nobody gets by with nothing. Look at what verse 8 says. Galatians verse 8, it says, if you sow to the flesh, if you're sowing to the flesh, in your watching, in your listening, in your reading, in your hearing, you will of the flesh. Listen to me. It may not happen overnight. It may not affect you but I promise you, one night, you're going to be somewhere and you're going to hear that song that you used to listen to or something comes up and you're going to be at that party and something's going to happen. Amen. If you sow to the flesh, church, you will of the flesh reap corruption. But I love this, same way in, same way out. I love this. I said the same way you get in is the same way you get out. But he who sows to the Spirit... Come on, somebody. Same way you get in, same way you get out. If you sow to the Spirit, it doesn't happen overnight. You still struggling with these right here? That's all right. That's all right. I'm only smoking 2 packs a day instead of 4. I'm doing better. I'm getting better. Well, guess what? Keep sowing to the Spirit. You just keep sowing to the Spirit. You keep coming to church. You keep reading. I don't care if you got to light it and wave this thing. Wave this thing. Get you some Jesus up in here. Come. You keep sowing. You keep sowing to the Spirit. Then you will reap everlasting life. Come on, church. Come on. Hallelujah. You'll reap everlasting life. You'll get free. Keep sowing to the Spirit. Same way in, same way out. Everybody say same way in, same way out. Doesn't happen overnight. Happens here. Doesn't happen overnight. Happens here.
Amen.
You sow to the flesh. Same way in, same way out. But you sow to the Spirit. Happens up here, church. Romans 12, 2. It says, be not conformed to this world. Look at this. Romans 12, 2 says, be not conformed to this world. Get the viper eggs out by the transforming of your mind. You don't conform to the patterns of this world. You get those viper eggs out by the renewing of your mind, those thought bombs of depression, fear, those thought bombs of doubt. How many of you had the enemy hit you with thought bombs lately? Yeah, a bunch of you. I have. I've had times where I have felt for days and weeks, and I've had to learn, church, listen to me, this is spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare. I've had times, it's been weeks, days on end. The enemy would say, just quit. Just give up. Can I tell you, I've even planned out my exit strategy. I'm just being honest with you. We ain't going nowhere. But those thoughts of fear, those thoughts of just quit, just give up. I've even planned out my exit strategy. And if you give in to those thoughts, just quit. The church ain't never going to go any further. You've done all you can do. I've had them come at me on every level, church. Just quit. Just give up. You're never going to be able to build a church. You're never going to get the money. You're never going to do this. Who do you think you are? Just quit. Just give up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The depression, the fear, just give up. Anxiety. Oh, I fought so many battles, private battles of fear. I've fought so many private battles of fear, church. And I've learned that that's spiritual warfare. Listen carefully. That spiritual warfare. And I got to recognize it for what it is. It's a viper egg. You got to recognize it for what it is, church. It's a viper egg in your head. Listen to me. That whole thing about doubt. This is what the enemy does. That whole thing about doubt. Doubt God's real. Doubt the Bible's true. Amen. He'll throw a thought bomb at you. Church, he'll throw a thought bomb at you. Doubt creation. Doubt the whole Bible story. Believe Darwin and doubt God. Come on, somebody. I'm not denying some of those things might not have happened. I'm not denying science. Science just proves that God is real. Hallelujah. I believe we were made in the image of God. And I'm not going to doubt. Listen to me carefully. I want to tell you something. The first question mark came from Lucifer. Hath God really said? It's doubt. The first question mark came from Lucifer. Hath God really said? The first response of Jesus that he ever spoke to a question was, it is written. Satan's always raising doubt. Jesus is always raising the word. Amen. Satan's always raising doubt. Jesus is always raising the word. He said, it is written. Church, I want you to listen to me. The real battle that's taking place right now is for our minds. Amen. The real battle is for our minds. And many of you, you are fighting battles with depression. You're fighting battles with worry and anxiety. You're fighting battles with crippling fear. You're fighting battles that's telling you to quit. They're thought bombs. They're thought bombs. And you have to learn how to recognize those viper eggs. Church, listen to me, and crush them before they hatch. They're just thought bombs that the enemy sends you. You have to crush them before they hatch. And then you say, Lord, here I am. I surrender my life to you. I surrender everything I am. I surrender everything that I have. All of my questions I give to you, Lord. Renew my mind. Set me free. Amen.